Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 4, The Exercise of the Kingdom for the Building Up of the Church. Wednesday, Related Verses, Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by the boasting in you, brothers, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself, except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Ephesians 4:16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Philippians 2:3. Doing nothing by way of selfish ambition, nor by way of vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, considering one another more excellent than yourselves. Related reading. Because the self is something independent, the self is the greatest problem to the building up of the body. We should be dependent not only on God, but also on the body, on the brothers and sisters. Whenever we are independent of the brothers and sisters, we are in the self, in the independent soul. For us today, being independent of the body is equal to being independent of God. This is a matter not of doctrine, but of experience. If you check with your experience, you will realize that when you were independent of the brothers and sisters, you had the sense that you were also independent of God. If we are dependent on the body, then we will also be dependent on the Lord. You do not have the Lord's presence because you are isolated from the body, because you are not properly related to the members of the body. Endeavor to be built up and to be right with the body. If you are right with the body and are built up in the body, you will surely sense the Lord's presence. The Lord Jesus does not have regard for what we do. Rather, he has regard for our dependence on him. If we see this, we will pay attention not to what we do, but to whether or not we are dependent on the Lord. We need to ask ourselves, am I independent of the Lord, or am I dependent on him? If we are independent of the Lord, we are in the self. If we are dependent on the Lord, we are spontaneously dependent on the body. The Lord and the body are one. If you are dependent on the Lord, You are dependent on the body. If you are dependent on the body, you are dependent on the Lord. If you are independent of the body, you are spontaneously independent of the Lord and are in the self, no matter how many good things you intend to do. Furthermore, because you are in the self, you are incorporated with Satan. In this corporation, the self is the general manager, and Satan is the president. Oh, how we need to see the vision of the self. If we see this vision, we will hate our independence from the Lord and the body. Then we will love the dependence on the body, on the brothers and sisters, and on the Lord. How do we know that we are dependent on God? We know it by the genuine peace within us. Some brothers who are independent of the body may claim that they are doing something for God. However, they do not have peace within them. The more they claim that they are doing something for God, the more they have the sense that they are not at peace. They may argue, saying, "I have peace. What need is there for me to be related to you people? I am preaching the gospel and doing the work of the Lord, and I have peace." What kind of peace is this? It is not the genuine peace. It is a self-made peace, a peace that is made and maintained by the self. Seeing the vision of the self has much to do with the body. Today we are in the Lord's recovery, and the recovery will eventually come to this crucial matter, the building up of the body. The enemy of the body is the self. The greatest problem, the greatest frustration and opposition to the body is also the self. When we have the self, we do not have the body. When we have the body, we do not have the self. In order for the body to be built up, the self, the independent soul, must be dealt with. The self is the independent I, the independent me. When we are independent, we are in the self. The body is gone, and we do not have peace.